come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And that would be me. If I'm on, I should be on. This is Bill Grant, your host. Got to catch my breath. Still, I'm full again. But here we go. Saturday night. It's practically 9/11 still, right? And, of course, I have a little bit of a stuffed-up breathing issue again. But we'll get through it. And hopefully I can find my – ooh, here it is. My stuff, my spray. But anyway – this is Dreamer, Saturday night, 10 to midnight show on Studio B on the 12th. So yesterday was 9/11, so I have to talk at least a little bit about that, some politics and magnetar stuff and a few other things, and actually inertial propulsion as well. I'm probably going to go in and out tonight here and there, but mostly be in. I can usually tell, so I just kind of shut up or talk as a test about relevant stuff. Delphin Dave is in the house. Hello, Delphin. Delphin Dave. And got Joe Tones and everybody in the chat. I'm not in regular chat, just the host chat, which I'm actually not even in at this second. But so it's not 9/11, it's not 9/11, it's 9/12/2020. September 12, one day after 9/11. Might as well be 9/11. Okay, if you took a plane last night or yesterday, as I told someone I know who got on a plane yesterday on 9/11, don't worry, they already played that gag, you know? And you know, they're probably not going to use the crashing into buildings 9/11 trick again. This 9/11, we just had another 9/11, right? We just had the COVID-19 trick pulled on us, which is way bigger than 9/11. And but before I get into that, again, this is Bill Grant, your host of Dreamer on Revolution Radio at revolution.radio. There's a little skip there, revolution.radio. At revolution.radio. I'm not sure if it skipped out of me and if it may be jumbly. But generally, the internet has mostly been on here. The Wi-Fi has mostly been working with some couple bad times. And then it came back pretty good. So basically, it's a donation station. We do need your donations. And A-OK, Duff and Dave. And basically, you know, we're going to need whatever you can give before basically disaster hits. I mean, you know, it's coming now. I mean, I've been saying it for years, and it's been hard for me to even say sometimes, many times, you know, but I know it's coming. I knew it was coming. It did come. Most of it. We got fires burning around Mueller team deleting stuff like they think they're Hillary or something. What do you think you're Hillary? Mueller thinks he's like on the level of Hillary Clinton, can just like delete anything they feel like it anywhere they feel, you know, that, oh, it's okay. with the DOJ, you know, stuff like that. That's going on in the news. Got Alex Jones probably jumped out of a helicopter today and with the parachute on into the lake in Texas. They had that, they were supposed to have that boat thing today, another Trump boat parade rally thing in the water, Lake Travis. And I have the address and all that. It's a little late. You might actually be able to make it. But basically, you know, when you get on a plane, though, first of all, donate. And then donate a little more and then maybe a tad more and maybe a Bitcoin or two as well, right? But donate extra because we need the money for when there's not going to be any money. We need to buy things ahead of time, like extra servers and stuff and, you know, maybe components before they burn out or whatever, before the people burn out, maybe from trying so hard and not being able to keep the lights on. Basically, you know, we got all these hosts trying to get out one version of the truth, the true news over the false, fake, falsy, fascist news and all that. Trying to do it for free. All the hosts want is hopefully the station can be kept running. That's it. Okay, nobody gets paid except for the people they hire just to keep the stuff going in the background. You know, a couple people for hire or something, and possibly the monitors. I'm not sure. Things like that. All right. So anyway, yesterday was 9/11. God. I'm not going to be able to do it justice. Again, it sneaks up on you. All the holidays sneak up on you. Labor Day snuck up on me. Everything, you know, people's birthday. And I should have been checking obituaries maybe for a lot of famous people and stuff like that. And, man, either way, we got Molotov cocktails being found, fires being started and lit in Cali and Oregon and, I believe, still in Australia. And what, you know, remember what I told the president to keep saying or to say at all. I said very few times. No, I mean, they don't need much. Just get a match. I'm back. Look like I dropped shortly. Who knows how bad I sounded before I actually dropped or the whole time. Matter of fact, I should probably check. All right. Maybe I should even drop that page. Just I'm kind of cutting the megabytes down. Bandwidth is pretty low. Let me see. Oh, damn. Kind of listened to it. It looked like it jumbled and then dropped. Now I'm kind of back. Oh, man. Shit. Oh, man, I said that S word. And it's sort of coming back. I don't want to talk too much while it's jumbled. Maybe I should talk slower in slow-mo, travel through time as I'm going to the future, fast to the future. Slow in space, fast in time. It seems to be working. I don't know what to do. Oh well, but it should be a little better. Okay, let me just put that off. Might even be screwing me up a little more. All right, we'll roll with it. Let's roll. What they say on 9/11. Did they really say that? Well, as a lot of you know, not anymore, actually. When you get on a plane, you try to use your phone, and you get in your seat, the plane's on the ground, on the tarmac, and you're talking to your loved one or your buddy, or maybe you're ordering up something legal or illegal. And what happens? Plane starts moving. Put your cell phones away. You don't put your cell phone away. You keep talking, keep talking, keep talking. Plane takes off, going up, going up, going up. You're still talking, you're still talking. You cut off. That's it. There's no more. You're way above the cell phone towers. Too far away. Yeah, we knew that gag about 9/11, too. Those people were flying high and for a long time and all talking on their cell phones, talking to their so-called loved ones. And, we got a jihadi. He's got a knife. He's got it held to the pilot. Something like that. We only have one chance to live. We're going to be heroes. We're all going to bum rush him and get stabbed to death and crash the plane. We're going to save Earth and America, maybe, plus the Pentagon or something. All right, let's roll. Let's roll. Oh, such heroes. And bam, what do you know? The story comes out. Let me check myself. Yep, pants are on. Let me see. Okay, it sounds okay. All right, so, oh, yeah, let's roll. Let's roll. Yeah, we got the fake media now. All right, we got your gag. We got it. They've been making up pretty much all of history as a lie, like all of it, like almost every bit of history. All these famous heroes and every story and half of the freaking war stories and half of the ancient heroes and maybe Jesus too. And who the hell knows what they made up? But pretty much everything, you know, appeasing you and reflecting back to you what you want to hear, and keeping you pacified and then angry and then pacified and then angry again. So you can go kill their neighbor. Not their, you know, they want you to kill your neighbor and their neighbor, right? Anybody they want you to. You know, sometimes it's an impulse thing, you know. Well, hold on, I need a sip of a drink here. So Mueller's team, he was kind of around during 9/11, weren't you, Mueller? 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 Mueller! All right. Someone, I'm sure, has got his attention. Hopefully, we know Trump has got his... but, you know, they're doing the 27 to 30 plus, expect 33 at least people were, DOG tries to go check on the little cell phone records or whatever. Let's see, where's the page? I've got the page. Actually have that up. The Mueller team's phones all wiped, done automatically. Matter of fact, thank you, Mitchell Bupp, for reminding me of this before the show. And basically one of the latest important news, you know, Inspector General wasn't able to basically check on all that, you know, do an IG probe essentially, because everybody's freaking phone got automatically wiped. You know how? They knew the secret. They knew the secret kind of built into the system in a way, because they're working hand in hand with Jeff Bezos and, you know, Apple and Tim Cooked, I call him. Baked, just call him Tim Baked. So basically, you know, when you go to try to get access to your information, all your information, and you put the wrong password in 10 times, it puts a stop and deletes everything. And I don't know specifically which, you know, systems do that, storage systems of data or whatever, but that's the basic story, right? So they all did the same thing. So they were all working in cahoots. They all were talking to each other. They all were guilty. They all did it together. They all used the same trick at the same time. They all need to be arrested at the minimal. Everyone automatically fired. It automatically disqualifies them. It's way beyond coincidence. It's way beyond shady. That's an automatic firing to me. That cannot happen accidentally. And even if it did, it doesn't matter, because we, the people, pay their checks and we have to be able to trust them. And we don't need a reason to fire them. We don't work for them. We're not co-workers. We don't work in different department. We hoped they were going to do the job we paid them for. And, you know, basically, we can just fire them anyway. We don't need a reason to fire them. But if we have an obvious reason, then definitely fire or death penalty. But again, if something like this happens, that's an automatic. The American people, or any, you know, any citizenship of any country, of any order of governmental systems, self-governance or not, would that's an automatic game. You got to go. That is shady, man. Bye. You're going first. No, I would just automatically send him to jail. Yeah, period. If I was a dictator, you know what I'd do. Now that you're all dead. I'd kill you. I'd just kill you. First, I'd try to get out any information, you know, where the bodies are buried, what tricks you used, what else you know. And beyond that, I might just torture the hell out of you. I mean, there is a time to torture. There is. There really is good reasons to torture after certain points. When you're dealing with, like, troglodytes and, you know, religious zealots from across the seas who operate on a different kind of life principle, a different kind of way to pray and live under their version of God. They're zealots. They're not going to give up any information, or they really don't know it. And of course, they can just lie to make it stop. But actual, true, obvious criminals that are, let's say, godless, amoral, that type, ultra like technocratic in the basically the, I call them amoral ultra moralists. You know, they massively try to pass off their logic as moral, but they're just not. They have no feeling, no good feelings towards anyone. They have no desire to try to do anything good or right, even if it means their survival in some cases. So a lot of times people like them, the torture, if you were to actually torture an actual criminal on the streets, they'll usually tell you what you want to know. If you actually torture like a mafia member, a mob member or something like that, they'll tell you what you want to know. They'll mostly tell you. Criminals, actual criminals, will tell you what you want to know most of the time. With few exceptions based on, well, they're going to kill my kids and wife in front of me horribly and all that kind of stuff. A lot of times they'll just take the torture or lie. But if you don't get the information and you don't find what they promise you're going to find, then, you know, you got to kill them anyway. But other than, you know, extreme circumstances like that, they will tell you criminals actually do spill the beans and they actually do deserve it. They're just not operating on an extremist right. Muslim Islamis have it, and they wouldn't want to turn against God. They, you know, fanatically for God and afraid of their God, of not appeasing their God, afraid of going to some kind of a hell or being cast out and so on. So just being chastised by their own kind is, you know, hellish enough in many cases. In a case extreme, and we already have rules in extreme, you know, when's the nuke going to go off in the middle of the city? We do have rules. We can torture as many two in a row. Anybody we need to torture. Short of extreme cases, that's highly, you know, highly frowned on and illegal. And by far. But anyway, to get back to that, Grassley demands explanation from the DOJ on Mueller. His teams wipe the phones and all that, questions and all, blah, 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 blah. Senators, Senator Chuck Grassley. I seem to be coming back. I'm going to wipe this. Wait a minute. I hear background noise. Kissing, kind of ish. So anyway, they all played the same trick, and so-called for various reasons they were wiped, stuff like that. There's more to it. Look that up. I'm going to erase the page. I'm going to listen to. Hold on. Let me listen to myself if I can find. Ah, wait, there it is. Find my homepage. You see, I can't hear. Internet. Brief stuff. Uh-oh. Okay, so now I hear myself intermittently come back. Kind of. I'm not sure what to do yet. Sort of repair, make sure it's. Oh, you just flip in. Automatically does that sometimes. Oh, damn. Chat. Move that. And start. Damn. Okay, I'm going to wait a minute. See if it's okay-ish. See if it's not so damn jumbled. Kind of getting better. You might hear me listening to me. A little depressing, but I'm going to move on anytime now. I'm going to take a drink. Little sip. Drink. Okay. I'm going to keep sort of talking a little. As it gets better and better and better and even more better than that. Might be okay. Might. Hopefully this is good. I meant to talk more on the fires, though. The fires in Oregon. I talked about the bottles in the past years ago. I was afraid to talk about just using a match. I was afraid to talk about fires can start just by leaving a bottle in the sun in dry grass. What are they using? Vases. Okay, let me see if I sound okay. So that's like a time bomb. It's like an automatic ticking time bomb because it's like a fuse because you leave the vase they in Oregon and so on. Leave a vase in a place. And then when the sun comes around to the right position and strong enough, it focuses through. The vase warps the light, lenses it, focuses it onto the dry grass, starts the fire with no one being there. And let me see how it's doing. Okay, kind of good, goodish. All right, so there's... I had to wait for the delay and the stuff like that. So they're up in Oregon, basically more fires. They're cutting, they're using chainsaws to cut off, you know, power to places, probably cutting the top off, letting the top fall, cutting it from the wood section, probably, maybe not though. They might electrocute themselves or something, hang themselves with an electrical, the cord up there, after the transformer section, for all we know. You know, they're throwing Molotov cocktails and kind of catching themselves on fire, doing the fire dance in the street over there, messing up. Almost looked like it was they were meant to do it. No, that was an accident, folks. That was just plain stupidity. But we got... basically, the new 9/11, instead of crashing planes into buildings this time, they figured they'd pretend the whole world, China released a massive super bioweapon. Stupid me, oh no, now you all have it. And this is where it's from, and now we've traced it back, and we caught them, and we know it's real, and this is where they slipped up. No, nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. Nothing was released. Okay, maybe something was a lot earlier. They wanted to pretend they got caught. Do you get it yet? They didn't get caught. We didn't catch them. they needed a plausible story, a plausible rabbit trail. They planned the whole thing out. They planned on who was going to pretend they're the enemy or the stupid one or the dummy and stuff like that. No, no. And Alex, I love Alex, and you know, he's mostly right, as I say, about most things in many important ways. But no, it's like I'm sick of people doing the cover their ass, trying to appease the public's psyop belief that, okay, it's not that bad. It's nowhere near as bad, but it's real. But it's real. But we know it's real. But not as bad. But no, it's not real. No one tested for COVID. Few legitimate places they could have tested for any possible real virus ever showed anything, and they're all in question. There's nothing shown. Nothing is shown, okay? Do you get it? No, nothing has been. COVID is fit. And at the same time, I could easily see a real COVID virus they invented, again, just as a scary thing to find to show there's something they can claim is super bad. It doesn't make a difference in the sense that whether it's real or not, just like David Knight says, it doesn't make a difference if it is real or terrible or super bad. It doesn't matter. The governments do not have the right to shut you down, stop you, or quarantine you unless, in fact, you are severely sick. They can easily prove, in many, many examples, easily absolute prove that this certain sickness that person definitely has will definitely give it to this many people this fast, super fast, and the majority will die, or one out of every 10th person on every sidewalk, on each side of the street, and the ones crossing the street, and the people in the car, the store, the mall, everywhere, on every swinging vines in the trees, and everyone on earth in 3 days flat. Get the hell out of here. The only ones who are ever going to die are the ones who can die from it, or the ones that were stupid enough to voluntarily go out to see if it's real. If it's real, only the people who want to prove it's fake will die. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing to let people. It's a good thing. See, elitists want stupid people to be eliminated out of the world. The best way to do that is to release a bioweapon and then tell everyone there's a bioweapon. And then the smart ones will not think there may be one or not. Maybe the dumb ones are supposed to not believe it, right? That's the idea. They'll go out and be stupid and catch it and die, or the science not real, go out and will prove you're stupid, you were the dummy. Either way, you should let anyone go out without a mask. If it's real, they will die very fast and will be taken out of the equation, proving you were right. But you will be safe if your stupid mask works. Now I know people buying up masks. Oh, super nice. Let me tell you. I mean, I loved this mask. One girl I know just got in the mail. Awesome. Beautiful. Am I going to buy a mask? Am I going to buy an expensive mask? If I buy a mask, if I give in for some stores to buy important stuff, am I going to spend anything more than I have to? Hell no. You know why? Just to get back at the criminals who tried to shove this down your throat. They are part of the equation, the money part of the equation. They were told to shut up and you'll make billions of dollars selling stupid masks. I tried to tell you that's the plan. You know, they're going to be nice. They're all kinds of patterns, all kinds of colors. Your favorite this, your favorite that. Now you got fanatics. They've got two types of commercials. Two separate commercials for sports fans, sports fanatics, all these wonderful, beautiful people on their commercial and all these wonderful, beautiful sports jerseys. Now you got the everyone with no the normal people who are against wearing masks to start liking those commercials in that company. And, oh, what a good deal they're giving. Wow, you got to give them credit for giving a good deal. You got to buy their stuff. Then you buy, I won't buy their masks, but I'll buy their jersey and their hat and whatever, right? No, you should not be supporting those companies who have been given the monetary incentive along with this freaking fake virus. I hear them. Might be calling for the dogger. Saying bye to it. Take my headset off. Hold on. Let me test. I dropped for a second anyway. At least. So, Evolution DNs. System should be. Oh, man. Not sure. Okay. Don't know how long I dropped that time. Oh, man. Okay, maybe next week will be better. Maybe the next hour. Oh, man. Kind of. That's kind of bad. Damn. Should just pre-record my show and put it into a... I think I'm being called back from the station. Not sure. I hate that. Right now I'm on like a minute delay. Either way, listening to myself. And okay, maybe it's only 30 seconds. It sounds like it's coming back. All right, Evolution demands that you let the stupid die and you let the you prove who has the best immune system. So if you go outside without a mask or let someone else go outside without a mask, then they will prove they were either stupid by dying or they will prove you were stupid because they lived and they were right. Or they will be maybe stupid, but they have a great immune system and you want that person to multiply so that will have real herd immunity. So you should not wear masks. You should risk dying. And the mask will actually make you weak and get be more susceptible to every disease. It's like carbon credits. Okay, they're what are they doing? Everything revolves around carbon. Carbon credits. And don't let that carbon into the atmosphere. This is part of that same putting the mask on preventing you from losing dioxide into the air. What did I tell you? They don't want you to breathe. When they ask you, demanded you pay carbon credits, I said they're charging you to breathe. They believe they own the air. And you have, and for about 8 years, I made the Hot Stuff cartoon. About where Hot Stuff and his team find this great place where everything's free, and then they're told everything but the air, and you've already breathed, and in order to pay for the air, and they put them to work like a factory, some kind of labor, and pay for their air, because in order to work, they had to breathe and keep breathing and keep working to pay to breathe. And it was you have to pay to breathe, and you have to pay for it with labor or by shutting up, being smothered or die. And as long as you keep breathing and don't wear those masks, we're going to make you pay carbon credits, or we'll just ruin your life, we'll just shut your business down, stuff like that. And keep our is going, of course, were important. Check. Clicking. TIP, Thornton Inertial Propulsion. Uh-oh, that was loud. This every week? God, I don't even know. Didn't seem like it. It's been bad lately. This week. Except for the exceptions. Damn. Oh, man. All right, I'm going to get rid of pages. Son of a bitch. This is gonna probably not go in the archives. Now you heard that. Okay, it seems okay. I don't really have any pages to get rid of, but the one I need to test myself on. Damn. Well, in a month or two, maybe three, internet will go up. New service, better service, the higher paid service. More bandwidth. Wi-Fi sucks. I hate Wi-Fi. I don't believe in using Wi-Fi, actually, to be honest. All right, so, damn, just going to roll with it. Let's roll. You know how that goes. Disappear into the sands of the field. Yeah, no, not the desert. No, the field below. Yeah, just disappear. You know, a big, gigantic airplane. No. No parts, no plane parts, no wing, no fire. Oh, maybe a couple fires were spread, maybe a little oil spread around. God, I hope I can be heard at all. Anyway, the 2001 9/11 was 19 years ago. Right? Am I thinking about this right? 2001 to 2020. So if it's 19 years, it's like 19 was shown a lot in Back to the Future. 9/11 was shown, 1/9 and variations, and the shark movie Jaws. Jaws 19, yeah, Jaws 19. So what, 19 years later, you got the new 9/11, COVID-19, 19 again, 19 years after being whacked the first time. So basically, when you go on a plane these days, after all the bullshit from 9/11 and Patriot Act stuff and being frisked at the airport, on it, you get kicked off, you know, baby mask issues and all kinds of stuff. And so I asked this girl I know, I said, did you get a window seat? Did you get a window seat this time? It's like, yeah. Window seats full. So what do you mean you're all got window? Can't even. You got a window seat. We all get a window seat. What do you mean you all get a window seat? It's like nobody, everyone has their own row. Each person has their own three seats, or two in some cases. No one sits side by side. You get the whole thing. If you want an aisle, if you want to be by the aisle, you got it. If you want the window seat, you got it. If you want the middle seat, you got it. Oh, either way, you can get to the bathroom. You can stretch your legs out. You have more room for your onboard stuff. You know, the overhead. Forget overhead. Just cover the two seats on the side of you with your stuff. Move to the window seat. Lift up the arm. Kind of lay sideways. Look straight out the window without hurting your neck. Everybody gets a window seat. How awesome. Plane is full. Full as you can't freaking move. That's full. Now there's like spaces everywhere and you got more than enough space, right? And that's why it's the planes are getting bailed out. All right, let me check this. Okay, seems kind of good. All right. When I use the mouse sometimes, if I move it up, the page goes down and up and down with it. It's not supposed to do that. It never did that before. Now it automatically does it kind of by accident. And it moves everything away from where I need to be. All right, so let me see. But they were talking, John Wayne and others, Collins and so on, were talking 12-strand DNA, stuff like that. Most of the time people are talking 12-strand DNA. The way I understand it, based on the science fiction movie versions and other versions, the words not double-stranded helical DNA, 12 instead of 2, side by long. I'm not talking the little, you know, little bridges in between. Wait a minute. Oh, I need a drink. Hold on. So, I'm sorry. That's just stupid. All right? You're gullible. You're too gullible. True? Maybe not. Maybe aliens have 12 strand DNA. It's only supposed to be maybe 3 or 4 strand DNA as far as the long chain goes. Okay? The clipped part, the proof of genetic engineering is not to do with those strands. It has to do with the chromosomal loss and bruise. Like they snipped something out of the middle, or they cut it in half, snipped off the two ends, and refused the genetics into a loop, okay, or two sides into one. Right, joined them at the middle, cut something out of the middle, and then fused it back in the middle. So basically, we have like I forgot exactly, but we're supposed. I think we're supposed to have 40, and they cut it down to. I forget. Oh man, I've never been able to go back. It's just always push forward, forward. For no time to ever go back, review, remind, refresh, as opposed to old stuff everybody already knows. You can look up on the internet anyway. But we know 9/11 was a hoax, no matter how you look at it. Period. End of story. It's a big hoax and. It was not clear. We should not have been in the Middle East that we spent the money. We did not stir up the beehive, of which I am not for their way of life at all. If an asteroid clobbered the Middle East, wiped them all out, I'd be sad for the good ones, but I'd be relieved. I would be very relieved for everyone's sake. It would be something we no longer have not a hell of a lot more to worry about other than who is already infiltrated into all of our country except this is on the other hand, there really were a lot for peaceful, but we have issues where they're trying to create the Antichrist out of Turkey, Erdogan, and the Caliphate in Cal. That's Palestine, the caliphate, and cauliflower, and Kali cults. It's all related. It's all related. So they are literally related, just like cauliflower. Okay? The white flower from the Kali cults or the Kali cult run areas at the time and so on. All right, so let me see. The vases starting the fires. People are getting caught lighting the fires. If that's even real, they may be just burning them down with super weapons and just hiring people to light some matches sometime to just paying them or pretending they're being arrested, not really being arrested. In and out of jail or something like that. Wait, got an itch. Don't worry, I'm clean. Took a shower. Extra shampoo. All right, so let me see. Basically, Mueller's team, we got to arrest them all, no matter what. I was going to talk about magnetar strength and other strengths of magnetic fields and stuff. From sources that are rotating as a source of free energy to intergalactic travelers. Because remember, if you are so-called cutting a magnetic field, cutting through the lines of force, the flux field, if you're moving through it or it, the source is moving and the field is passing through you, either way, electricity is induced into you if you're conductive, electrically conductive. And we have these little generators today spinning about, spinning at the electric company or in your basement and creating plenty of electricity for your home and car and sometimes planes in the plane. And, you know, effectively, they're practically not moving at all. The strength of the magnets using to create the induction to be cut by wires and coils and so on is nothing compared to what's around a star, a neutron star, or a magnetar, or Jupiter and some moons. You know, if you're traveling through space really fast and you're passing by a star that has a magnetic field or a planet or an asteroid strong enough, just by passing past it, you will generate lots more than you can use, destructive power amounts of electricity. See, it's all free. It's electric universe stuff. So if you go beyond Tesla and everyone else without ever talking about a free energy generator in your home, just naturally flying around in a spaceship creates electricity for free. You just go near one of the, even like a billion miles close to many of these sources, pulsars or whatever, if you're not going to be destroyed by them, believe me, you've got power. You do not need a nuclear reactor on board. You do not need fusion. You do not need a free energy generator. The amount of power you're being induced, whatever, forget about it. These things are 2 times the strength of the Earth's field. Brilliant. Millions, billions, and above of what's in any artificial power. Tests are measurements of power, flux fields and stuff. So, all right, let me see. I'm going to read a couple things here. I'm going to get straight to, all right, first, the galactic magnetic field is like, I don't know how many zeros, 0.00001 Gauss. Then it goes up to solar wind and interstellar molecular cloud and Earth's field, one, just one Gauss. So Earth's magnetic field, the strength of a normal magnetic field that moves your compass, if you have a compass, or you're holding someone else's compass for whatever reason, it's just one. It's number one Gauss. So solar surface is 5. Massive star is like 100 times that. Magnitude. Just Same thing as the sunspot field. Jupiter and the sun equal 1,000 Gauss, 1,000 times Earth's magnetic field. And then magnetic stars are basically 12,000. White dwarf star surfaces are 1 million times. So that's like a collapsed star, probably. I don't know if it's a white dwarf is the kind that's becomes before it becomes too cool and dark, and it becomes a brown dwarf or red dwarf or totally invisible, or if this is a star that never got really big and barely ignited. I forget which, but it might be right after a supernova explosion death of an original star, and the leftover at first is a white dwarf star until it still simmers down until a red and a brown dwarf, until then it becomes like what they're talking about, Planet X, invisible, dark, and so on, except in infrared. And so that's 1,000 times. I mean, 1,000,000, that's 1,000,000. Neutron stars, after the collapse and fast, ultra-fast spin. You see, these are all spinning. They're spinning fast. So that's like when you generate electricity from a generator. There, you know, you rotate. You have a rotor. And that also in motors, electric motors, rotor. But you have the rotor and stator and all that. And the magnet, the moving magnet, or the moving coil or wire, or set of wires. So they're spinning ultra, ultra fast. And their magnetic field is tilted. So it's like they're shooting out like in a cone path. So it's an imbalanced field. It's not a uniform field. Therefore, it definitely will rapidly induce electrical surges into your ship, blowing you up. Forget about it exploding at you, man. Just the magnetic field will wipe you out. You just got to stay clear. You'll still get 1,000,000 times more watts and volts than you're going to need. Okay? And it will throw you in the direction it's spinning. It'll throw you your ship. It'll help you add speed. So it's like free fuel, right? And it will slow you down if you hit it on the left side. It will speed you up if you try to pass it on the right side, depending if you're going with its spin or against its rotation. All right, depending if you're going right over the poles, it'll be intermittent. So this is free energy. If you can make it to space at high speeds and survive most issues of temperature variations and solar winds of different stars, and you can get close enough, which is easy to do because they're so intensely powerful and super intensely powerful, really far-reaching magnetic fields, rotating magnetic fields, inducing electricity for free into all space stations, spaceships, space probes, space robots, and whatever. All right? So, and like asteroids, it'll throw them. It'll add to their orbital velocity. A lot of people don't know that. Some professors don't even know that or take it serious. It's ridiculous. It'll throw you. The gravitational so-called twisty force will throw an object. We're about to come to the top of the hour break. This is Billy on B. It is September 12th, not 11. Just, we made it. We passed 9/11. We made it. Okay? All right. September 12, 2020 show, Saturday, 10 to midnight on Studio B, a donation station. Donate. It's time to donate about 1 or 2 minutes, about 2 minutes and a half. Click on the donation section. Go to the home page. You got auctions, donations. You got the store all at the top. Management, schedules, memory, and memory of many of our died, past, including the station owner, Nighthawk, who has been to the 9/11 site himself, personally, own information here. He was one of the first. He went down there. during 9/11. Actual reporting. We get the archives. Check out the archives. Sign up for the archives. And then contacts and so on. But go to the bottom of the page while you have time. Go to the chat room. Chat room has everything. Click on chat. Try to sign in. I think it's free right now. I'm not sure. And where the archives were, chat might just need to sign in. I'm not sure if you need to sign in right now. My page is the music. This is Bill Yonby. This stream. It's donate.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine become so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hello, Karl Marx here. Look at my wonderful hair. Notice how I sweep it back.
Karl?
I call it the 360 sweep. Beard, sideburns, and the magnificent coif.
Karl!
What? What is this?
You're on the radio. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah, I get confused.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, this is Billy on B. I got to check. I hope I'm back. And I'm finishing up my little snack. Snack attack. Hold on. Checking. A little delay. Can I talk slow? kind of stretch it out a little bit. And it's coming up. I hear the station, but I need to hear me because it's my connection that's bad, not the station's folks. So I blame me. Okay, let's see. I think I'm about to pop on. Good, good. Good enough. All right. And back to the Skype page. Okay, so the page with the magnetic fields ever known. I meant to explain that way. For free energy for space travelers, basically gotten from the galactic magnetic field, solar wind, other sunspots, Jupiter, magnetic stars and white dwarfs, and then a neutron star. They're all spinning. If they spin and the magnetic field is off balance at all, a definite induction into your spaceship, your toys, your laser thing, whatever, your robot tracking probe, and maybe you have a Death Star, okay? So you won't need it, but you could use it. You don't need nuclear power or anything better, or not even a normal free energy device, right? Just need the electric universe, super magnetic powerful fields, traveling past stars, going through nebulas, passing giant planets with radiating super powerful, all too powerful, radiation fields. You get the radiation belts, but I mean like they're radiating radio waves and microwaves from variations in their magnetic field and things going on in their rings and whatever, right? So we got up to like one Gauss is like one Earth magnetic field strength. And then we got up to like magnetic stars, 12,000 times that. A white dwarf, a million times. Neutron stars are like, I think it's like a 100 billion or a trillion. I mean, wait a minute, what is it? 100,000, million, billion. Yeah, 1 trillion times. So a neutron star has a surface field of 1 trillion. Wait a minute. 100,000, million, billion. Yeah, 1 trillion Gauss. 1 trillion times stronger than the Earth. Look how far our Earth field goes out into space. It goes way past our moon. Our moon is way farther out in deep space. It's not near Earth. They only show that like that in pictures so they can keep it on the same page, people. Did you know that? If you don't know that, you now know it, unless you just forgot because, wait, no, now you did. Okay. Oh, well, some of you are right here, right now you forgot. Okay. But the rest of you, you're going to stay with me. Let me check. Let me double check. Make sure I'm on. Hopefully you donated. I meant to say go to the bottom of the page. Get the address for Terry Ackerman at the very, very bottom. The address to mail a check or money order or cash. I would mail cash or something of value, right? Some maybe gold leaf. Yeah. Yeah, do that. Do that. Do the gold leaf. If she can cash it, I don't know. But let me double check. Wait a minute. Oh, I have to go over here. I have to move the page now. Damn. Click, 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 click. And double check. Anyway, you are back to video at revolution.video or freedom slip. You'll get there. Get to the home page, then into chat. Sign in. It's kind of halfway down the page. We're hoping we kind of need okay. I think I'm on. I think I am back. I think the station is back. I think the station and I dropped. I noted double check, and I think I did just drop. As I was saying, I can tell when I completely drop. I cannot tell when I'm jumbly, though. But hopefully you heard most of what I was saying before I totally dropped. I'm checking. Should I hear me? Hopefully it will level out. Then I can continue to say the more important stuff. Hopefully you donated or got your envelopes ready or on the shopping list with your stamps. It's a little jumbly, but okay-ish sometimes. It will be worth it to keep listening to good stuff. The jewel. Kind of safe to continue. Okay, so it's a real good one. The real good super ultra magnetic. Feel strongest magnet with my bubble anyway. Okay, magnetar. All right. It's like one. Wait a minute. It's over. Let me see. It's like maybe 1,000 trillion. Let's see. 100,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, the power of the Earth's magnetic field, which can actually physically move, rotate a little piece of metal in a little circle you can hold in your hand. It has weight. The field moves it. It rotates it right around. It's completely freaking. If you had a whole bunch of compasses stacked on top of each other, the 5 miles high, the magnetic field will move each one of those little pieces of metal. It will move it if it's a big piece of metal. It'll rotate a giant stack that weighs a ton, the same speed. That's in reality how strong the Earth's magnetic field really is. It's not weak and can barely move a compass. It can move every compass stacked on top of itself as tall as you want to go. Okay, kind of. And if that was attached to a little mini rotor generator, you know, we'll pick up. It just dropped. Hopefully you could hear me before that. But I will repeat, the magnetar field is 1,000 trillion times power of Earth's magnetic field. Wrapped high. Incredible free energy power. Pulsars, neutrons, dwarf stars, regular stars. It is endless, infinite, practically for all purposes, a real known location in known space, according to NASA, according to every government on Earth, are real. They have that power, and they so-called know how fast they're rotating. And that means, according to the normal, well-established laws of electrical induction and electrical generation and all electrical generators and all electric power plants, that is unlimited, eternal amounts of energy for practically unlimited number of people and or aliens. Practically for forever. One rotation, just done. The whole entire future of the history of Earth, use of power, done. Got that covered. First, second. First rotation. done, finished, practically speaking. I want to spray my throat. And I wouldn't get you COVID anyway. Wouldn't want to spread anything, you know, being a super spreader of information and so on. All right, so this is Science at NASA. But this is like something, again, from like 2005 or earlier. Let me see. Nope, 2006. Let me see. Let's see. March 8th, 2006. And let me see. From the Astronomy Cafe is one place, a link here. What else? If you pass them, it'll cause electrical generation. If the stars were not rotating at all and had a magnetic field just sitting there, the mere traveling and passing by of them will cause the electrical circuits to fire up. Okay? Or if they rotate and you're not moving in space at all, you'll still get power. But if you're both moving, you can add it or subtract one from the other. If you're going on one side of a star, you gain energy. You go on the other, you lose energy. I mean, like it slows you down in space or it speeds you up. Either way, you still get free electricity. If you're a space race, live in space, know how to navigate and gain and lose and gain and lose according to desire, according to where you're traveling to, you're going to have free energy. We have electric currents in space, direct electrical cords of energy in space, ions in space, natural colloidal individual atom, non-clumped atom, single atom clusters, ions, super cold, super electrically charged. Anyway, you can just collect them all. As far as fusion power goes, or antimatter, there's endless amounts of hydrogen throughout the whole entire universe for all time, in all of space and all time. Just keep scooping it up anywhere you go, everywhere you go, forever. There'll always be hydrogen to use for nuclear fusion, or you could have anti-hydrogen to combine with the normal hydrogen and create super powerful, you know, antimatter explosions. This free energy, folks. It doesn't matter how you look at it, whether you look at it as Tesla from the air and ground, whether you look at it from solar, which will always be there, especially in space, or if you believe you can have a spinny machine, like I know you can, that just puts out free electricity for no apparent reason without actually absorbing sunlight and so on, just from the ether or the background fluctuations within the ether, which is what it would be from, background fluctuations of one kind or another, and all the particles and everything in the atom, in every single atom, they're all orbiting, they're all moving super fast, they're all spinning, and they're orbiting. They're doing both at the same time. Every single particle, even in a completely still, completely frozen atom, every atom in the universe is rotating and throwing energy out and basically can be converted into one form of energy or another, one way or the other. Energy is free and it is unlimited, period. We have figured out every way to use every form of energy, and we figured out how to convert any form of energy into any other form of energy. So every single object is a source of energy. It's just a different way we have to use each different thing. But ultimately, there is free energy. And remember, the ultimate rule, even for those who don't believe in any free energy, just pure conservation of energy, is what? You want to go friction-free, you want to have absolute highest quality, the perfect structure, and resistant-free. superconductivity. So you want everything to be in a vacuum, super cold, or using perfect superconducting materials. You want to use gravity to your advantage. You want to use local magnetic fields to your advantage. You want to use actual electricity from the sky called lightning to your advantage. You convert all negatives into positives in life, in the real physical universe, and the mental and emotional universe. But you're not going to get anything unless you make it or you force it to come out in the governments. And then unless you force the governments to release it or stop them from forcing you not release it. And I'm helpless. I'm practically homeless. Okay. Okay. Back to magnetar. Magnetars are ultra powerful collapsed stars, more powerful than neutron stars, with 1,000 trillion times the power of a magnetic field than Earth's, which is one Gauss, and or Gauss, some people say. And then there's the I was going to talk about the gauge theory, but I'm not. 11:19, folks. Hope you donated at the top of the hour, or when you hear me go out and get jumbly, it's time to just go off and donate. Click the donate tabs, sign up for the Patreon, the automatic monthly draw of whatever you think you can afford every month, and then go back after that gets taken charged to your credit card or whatever every month. Go back. You got a little extra? Add more. Next month, you got extra bills? Don't add more. Just let that go through automatically and don't add any more. Next month, 2 months, you get a big bonus. You worked harder. You got overtime, or you just don't have the same bills. You already paid the water bill. Then go ahead and add something. Let's say next month is a birthday party. You don't have the extra, but let the Patreon go through. And then, all right, the birthday party, you got the great gift, you had the party, now it's the next month later, and now you have your normal amount without, you didn't go traveling too much, you didn't lose too much in gas, you got extra. All right, now add more, right? Send a cash or check, money, mail it directly to Terry Ackerman, but write it out to Revolution Radio. And go get the address at the bottom of the screen. I'm afraid to touch it now. Okay, so I had more. I'm going to skip the rest of this explanation of fields and so on. But it's a note to interest. You can look up the rest. Rotating magnetic fields induce electricity. The stronger and or the faster, the more electricity you get. If you can handle it. If you can handle it. Solar flares causing destruction to your grid is a good thing, not a bad thing. It destroys the grid with the EM pulses because there's so much free energy, it overloads the system entirely because of the length of the wire. The longer the wire, the more energy is induced into it and adds up throughout the entire system. That's what happens. The thicker the wire, the more conductive the wire, and the longer it is, will cause more energy to be built up in the entire system from the sun, the magnetic fields, solar flares on EMs, induction into the earth, into the ground, and our system. So if you are shielding your home with wires, and there were thick wires or tubes or pipes even, metal pipes. They'd act like very wide, really wide wires, super wide cables. You would shield your home and gain free electricity. Instead of have everything blown inside, instead of having the whole system go down, you wouldn't need the system. Not during a solar storm. Got free energy. Good. Good. Let it go. Let it rip. Let it rip all the time. You always have free power. Your lights would be on at night. Couldn't even shut them off, probably. It might even be so much power will be surging. All right, so I'm going to skip ahead to one other thing, and I'll do this one next week. I'm going to quickly talk about Thornton. Basically, inertial engine. I was going to say propulsion. Basically, it's a rotating inertial centrifugal mass producing basically propulsion in whatever direction you aim it at. So if you don't have counter rotation in opposite directions, it'll kind of wobble. But if you rectify the wobble, make it go forward, you vector it so the one that wobbles to the left is countering the wobble to the right, but they're both still wobbling upwards or forward, whatever you call forward, in the right direction you want. So you cancel out the undesired, off-balance wobble, but you magnify and combine the two desired directed force centrifugal push-pull kind of thing in the right direction. So it is real. I'm pretty sure. Of course, I've been told that it's real. I've seen all kinds of things that I, when I was young, I heard rumors of, and I tried my best at figuring it out. By the time I was 13, I seemed to have figured it out in many ways. A few not so sure. One, I just can't fully completely tell if I'm 100% right. It seems like I'm right. Always. Others have about, first I heard about Robert Cook. I seen him certain times. I did not understand exactly really he was doing. I was trying to refigure out what the 70s and the hippies were talking about. What I kept hearing rumors of, and teachers, my teachers even mentioned it or went along with the kids and talked about it when we talked about it. Not too, but it wasn't hidden. Not in my time, not in my area. It was a real subject. And I knew the arguments against using spinning an object and imbalancing force to cause motion in whatever direction you want to go, using the imbalance as motion instead of throwing fuel out the back end or pushing off of something with an equal and opposite rocket type reaction or piston type reaction. And basically equal and opposite reaction. So basically you're converting spin into, you're converting rotary energy travel paths into straight line travel paths. And it accumulates, it adds up. So it does about this. So I actually eventually met Robert Cook, had the dinners with him in a Tesla con and so on, talked to him on the phone and stuff, and never got back to him beyond a certain point or I don't know, I hope not. I hope he's alive. And eventually I heard about the TIE or the TIP. So that's Thornton. I forgot his first name. I'll probably read it here. And I'm looking at the Thornton, the TIE, the Thornton Inertial Engine, or the TIP would be Thornton Inertial Propulsion. Either way, it's the same. And J.L. Nordin's Lab, Volume 10 by J.L. Nordin. A lot of people know who Nordin Labs is. Naudin. Okay. So I have that printout of something off the internet of which I knew of. I think I met Thornton the same time I met Robert Cook. No dinner, though. No sit down and wine and cheese dinner or anything like that. We had a couple coffees and dinners and sit downs and talk. And they say, as it does seem it would, of which I had trouble with at first myself, if it was going to be free energy over unity. Because each time you can have a ball circulate in a tight curve, circulating around practically forever. If there were no friction, it'll spin forever without friction. A little ball will entrapped in a tight like track, you know, diverted continuously in a metal track that barely has friction or no friction, no air. Let me scratch in my shoulder. Okay. It would continue. It would never stop. It would be throwing, pushing against the sides and rebounding continuously. If you do that right, and it's created an imbalanced centrifugal force and biased mostly in one direction or entirely in one direction, it would keep adding speed every time it goes around. It would keep accelerating faster and faster and faster and until the friction of it just rolling against the edge of the track or wall would finally slow it down. If there's no friction, it's not going to slow down. It's always going to accelerate. So if that's all placed on a circular rotary arm, one on one side and one on the other, and that's turning a little engine, turning a little generator, it's going to keep turning around in a circle, orbiting that center, continuously turning that arm, turning a generator. Or in a spaceship, you just keep going faster. It'll never stop going faster. So it'll always be adding energy. Each rotation. You spin something up and you just let it go. How many times do you think it's going to rotate around? You could get something turning for a month, years, over a decade. Floating magnetic devices go like forever. They don't stop spinning. In a vacuum, you got things for submarines and planes and spaceships. Used to be the gyroscope things, floating gyroscopes to figure out if you're tilting or, you know, for navigation and stuff. They don't stop turning. You spin them up to speed, they don't stop. They keep going, going and going and going and going. No friction means forever, man, forever. But there's micro friction. So the Thornton thrust, so I'm looking at that one, and I got the pictures. You can make this stuff out of Legos, okay? Look it up. You can print out the circulation pattern, right? But Gene Lewis Nordine would be like the website. He has a lab. It's Gene, J-E-A-N, dash Lewis. Lewis is L-O-U-I-S. But Nordine, not Nordine, I mean. It is Nordine, maybe pronounced Nordine sometimes. N-A-U-D-I-N. It should be that. There may be an R in there. I don't think there's an R in there. No, it's no R. N-A-U-D-I-N. Check that out. Check him out. Copy everything. Copy, print, 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 print everything. Make a file, okay? But this is from, I believe, 2005. Is this 2005? But he's been around for many years. So you have Robert Cook's inertial propulsion is a CIP, Cook inertial propulsion, or a CIE. All right, so Cook inertial engine. So you got these two guys. I saw both at the Tesla symposium in 1994, the same one I talk about when later I was asked to join, you know, basically the secret space program, stuff like that. But let me see. You can make this stuff out of Legos, in other words. Print up how it does look about right, and then shows you other pages, components and Legos. You got gears, Lego type things have gears, just basically plastic, right? And then you can look up cycloid software simulators. That's what they use. That's what these guys have used as well. Cycloid with the C, C-Y-C, and then Lloyd, like as an oid in the end. C-Y-C-L-O-I-D, software simulator with an OR on the end of simulator, okay? And it's not simulator, it's S-I-M-U. Sim-U-Lator, see you later almost. Okay, so Cycloid Software Simulator, check those out. Maybe you can use one. Maybe you have one in your programs. And but it brings up, let me see, back. I could read this maybe. Thomas Vallone somehow is involved in this, or I just copied it with him. But I met Thomas also, Tom Vallone, at the, I got a picture with him, and Shrunken Coins. So it's pretty cool. We had a little bit of a talk in the hallways and stuff, lobbies and things. He was there. So he looked at many patents. I think he was a patent, he was involved in the government and reviewing patents, maybe. I forgot exactly, but he's been part of and written many great books, including Faraday stuff, Faraday generator, paradox disc stuff, and basically maybe even every kind of free energy. He's been involved in a lot of cool things. He seems very trustworthy, not a shill, very not shill-like, very on the side of freedom, very on the side of you. But man, I did want to add more on what's going on in the political world. I was going to talk about the advanced power system for the Navy, which might be a Faraday motor generator, superconducting version, though. But I'll probably get to that next week. Yeah, skip that. Skip. And let me see if I can read this Thornton inertial engine stuff, because there were some cool facts in here, like zero-point energy, race to zero-point, overcome the slip friction, nonlinear nature, pseudoscience I'm making fun of. Let me see. Basically, it tries to be all, you know, defining it. Uses the force from a rotating inertial mass, hence centrifugal force, to produce a linear impulse. In other words, make something spinning start to move in a straight line, okay? The Thornton drive is composed of eccentric masses, which, according to its supporters, when, I'm looking way over, rotated properly, gotta properly rotate it, causes a cancellation of all forces except those in one direction, the one you want to go in, I hope. Not backwards, because backwards would be forwards if that's the way you want to go, right? And if you rotate in your seat around, like in a flying saucer, resulting in the movement in that direction of the engine and anything attached to it. So it can push you along or pull you along, if you want to look at it that way. Let me see. Not accepted by professional physicists. Of course not. That's why they're there. They consider it pseudoscience. A direct violation of some of the most carefully tested laws of physics? Apparently not. Especially conservation of momentum. And blah, blah, blah. And where's the other good stuff? Back motion. TIE. Oh, it powered a canoe. Yeah, so I did meet him. That was him. So I did meet him. So I met both of them. I seen his video and him on stage. And matter of fact, I think his was the one that did not work. Maybe both didn't work. They got messed up. They didn't rotate or got stuck or something. I'm not positive if he got his going back again, like after like a few tries. And but it was a good show when he explained it well and had good video and stuff like that. But I invented this thing conceptually. Some exact things that are out. I couldn't rectify for sure if the friction was latent and permanent and was always going to mess it up, or if I was missing one component or misunderstanding one of the vectors. I'm still not completely sure. I'm over 90% 99% sure. And then I see other people doing the same thing with the same logic. And of course, I'm told they are real, you know, by friends of mine inside. And I was asked to join, you know, to the secret space program. So, I mean, I'm pretty convinced. And I will try to physically prove it someday, at least to myself on a small scale. So, in other words, they powered a canoe. In other words, they put this is Thornton is the one who put Ultron version as well. So you put the machine in a canoe, the middle of a canoe or something, and you don't paddle. You're in a pool or a pond, and you turn it on, and it's not connected, touching the water at all or anything. Just sitting there, you know, in a box, rotating internally, and it starts to move the canoe in the direction you said it's going to go. Okay, I'm going to stop it now. And you shut it off, and it stops accelerating, slows down, and they turn it on in the opposite direction. Okay, make it spin in reverse. So that could break it real fast, stop it, and then it goes in the opposite direction. And then they, Cook, Robert Cook, and others tried it on. I'm full, and I can't breathe. Right. I need a drink. Okay. So it basically, they tried it on swings and pendulums. So in a pendulum, at the end of a rope or two ropes holding the machine up in the air, and it will lean up towards a little bit of grass. Balance, decide to move it on like a track, you know, like it's on a magnetic train track or something, or it can go in a straight line, or the weight of gravity isn't going to hold it back. So on a swing, it would move the swing a little bit forward, but as it goes up, it can't fight gravity going up. It can hold it against up in the air a little to the left. But it really can't do, like, it can't move. It just fights gravity, and it stays off center instead of straight down, hanging on a rope or cables, right, or chain or something. I never liked that. If it's going to be hanging from something, it still should be able to move forward or backwards or left or sideways or something, right? Or they do it on ice. They've tried it on ice, so they put it on like a sled with like ice skate skates, right? On ice, Robert Cook definitely did that one, and that's one version. There's different versions. I've tried, played around with many of the concepts. Never completely conclusive to my satisfaction. Some looked good, others didn't. Some definitely would not go. I never really made them. Every time I went to try to make them, just slowly build up parts. Too many things happened in my life, like it just did to me again. I had to move. Everything's packed up. Everything's away. I went left. It went right. I went this way. They went that. It was supposed to come with me, but it ended up going somewhere else because of rushing or like it just being too tired and bad allergies and got the wrong box. And, or I thought I was going to be able to get it later. One place screwed us over. Basically, you're supposed to go to one place, the first load in the move, and couldn't go there once it was already packed. So the stuff was already packed, and it had to go to another place with the other stuff. I don't have magnets now. I don't have any of the tools I recently got. Some people, friends here at the station, bought me like one really, really big, nice thing I needed. Nope, that's in storage. And magnets, some of the ones I bought, some of the ones they bought. I did have help with a really nice external here. I explained before. I did get use out of that. I have been helping my computer, but only intermittently, slowly. It keeps me on air. Actually, it got me to get my pages back up, my desktop pages. It got me to get Wi-Fi back. A lot on my computer, and then make promo for my own show. If I get to more or less normal, really be important inertial engine stuff. Okay, at least I hear myself. Okay, that doesn't sound too good, actually. Oh man, maybe not so good. Okay, I'm testing, listening, testing. Oh man, so I just said important earth-shattering stuff for nothing. Not earth-shattering, but important. Important to some, anyway. Damn. You might get some things like names. Robert Cook. C-O-O-K, maybe E on the end. Thornson is Thorn Sun. O-N for sun. Thorn, the T-H-O-R-N. S-O-N. Inertial engine is, inertial is spelt like for inertia and momentum kind of stuff. So, using the weight and centrifugal force or, centripetal force and the Coriolis force, right angle, resistant forces and so on. But inertial is spelt, and I mean, I-N-E-R-T-I-A-L. Inert, inert, aisle, I-A-L. Okay, so engine is I-N, not, I'm, oh God, what am I saying? E-N, not I-N. G-I-N-E, and that literally definitely does have to do genius, and yes, the gin, genies. It's literally the same word, the same source, the same name. Genetics, genes, gin are all exactly the same. Okay? So, all right, I'm kind of good enough to at least maybe talk slowly. So, anyway, Alex Jones, it's not pronounced Ma, how does he say it? He says Malolof cocktails. He keeps saying it over and over again. No one, he's not listening to others, or he's going by the French version. We're not French, Alex. You're a Texan in America. Instead of or Tav with the always got the T sound. It's not Malolof. It's not Malolof cocktail. It's not Malolof cocktail. Malolof cocktails. Over the show, you say Molotov in French, or whatever the sort. It's a Molotov cocktail. That's like throwing a bottle full of gasoline or alcohol and something, maybe gel, that lights fire and stir, and you can hardly put it out at all. Or it explodes. So they're throwing those, okay? And I told you it was coming. Hide your propane tanks, people. Hide your propane tanks. Get ready for the best to explode. You're getting it, and I am not happy about it, actually. In a way, I want people to learn their lessons in a way, but it really doesn't make me feel good that I'm part of. A group that would not want to prevent it. You thought by saying it's not inevitable. Come on, come back, come back. Okay, I'm back. You thought by just saying it's not going to happen that it was not going to happen. No, you have to be ready to stop it physically. Get ready for a fight. You're in one. Okay, let me go back. Flip through. Elon Musk moved to Texas, I guess. And I like what Stuart Rhodes has to say quite often. Check Stuart Rhodes out, man. Bruce.org. Go there. Check out his or the group's DefendAmericaNow.com. So that one is .com, but his Oath Keepers is .org. All right. And he says things like, you know, what I'm trying to say. And have said. He's right on. He knows. He's got it, man. Waiting. Basically, don't be isolated. They did this COVID-19 coronavirus bowl so that they can take over while you're trapped inside. They can take everything over in your town, your electricity, fire department, your governments, burn everything and you to the ground while you're hiding in your little hole in your home, your hidey hole. So don't be isolated waiting in your house. Let me see. How did he put it? Waiting for them to come to you. What they want is for you to do is to, they want to pin you in your house. Okay. They're trying to pin you in your house by scaring you and by directly telling you by law saying it's lawful. No, it's not. You need to be out of your home, protect your town, be on watch, be on alert, be coordinated, be ready with firearms to protect voting polls and so on. Make sure you're watching the pollsters and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to try to blow things up, light things on fire, attack you directly, attack the polling stations. They're going to try to prevent an election altogether or muddle everything up. This is what I should have been talking about, huh? David Hogg, man. I had a dream last night. David Hogg was sort of more grown up with his little peons turned into bigger, stronger punks by working out. And he had a dark tan, and he was taller, and he was trying to run this gang, sort of trying to intimidate me, but it didn't really work, although one of his guys was really big. But he was really muscular. And I know I was not turned on by David Hogg. Then today, I see David Hogg from yesterday as a opposite look with long flowing hair, super white, and a little thinner instead. Total opposite. It was kind of weird. All right, so Ameripalooza. Okay, I am back. That was Skype. Skype signed me out. Not the station. Not my Wi-Fi this time. I will double check. Listen to me in the background. Let me see. Let me double check. We're getting near the end of the show. Damn. Okay, but check out. We had Frank Cavanaugh and Michael Graves on Owen's show again, or with Harrison Smith. Talking to me, a Full Metal MAGA. Check that out. I hear me. I'm going to try to finish out the show with no troubles. They've got Ameripalooza Tour 2020, where they're going town to town, person to person-ish, going to be on video for at least, they're going to make lots of videos and stuff like that. I think they might need your donations. You are awesome, guys. I hope you got to the boat rally today in Texas. Hope that went cool. And check out Ameripalooza Tour. Maybe you can hire them guys. for parties and stuff, okay? Where's the plane? Where's the plane? Where's the plane, Tattoo? Remember Tattoo? You know why they named him Tattoo, right? He's on Epstein Island, and they were involved in Nexium, the Nexium cult, who, what did they do? They tattooed you. They branded you with little tattoos. Little tattoos. What a clue that was, wasn't it, right? All right, so where's the plane? No planes? 9/11. No planes, no 9/11. No parts, no engine, no nose, no wings, no people, no nothing. Gone. Where is the plane? That's what they should have been saying, all right? So, all right, check out Stuart Rhodes. And he's getting ready. He knows it's coming. A fight is coming, folks. Big and bad. They're going to cut the power. A lot more fires. Get ready for fires. Get ready for the cold. Store up your food, your firearms, your bullets. And where are the bullets? Where are the bullets, Obama? The Obama bullets. No, forget about the Obama phone. Where are the Obama bullets? You know, the 500 trillion frickin' bullets they bought out, sold out, stashed away for coming war with the American people? Maybe they gave them to the Chinese. Maybe they gave them to Cuba. Maybe they spread them out to Russia, China. Who the hell, you know, the UN? Devil worshippers? Marxists? Hollow points, folks. They're ready for you. Where are the planes? Where are the bullets? This is Billy on B. Donate, donate, donate. Damn it, donate. Listen to Solaris coming up. Blue Raven on A. David Mecki also on A. Jer Bear and Late Night Hours after that. Sort of like a party. Kind of a chill party, folks. But it talks about important issues. All right, I wish I could do better with 9/11. You all know it's a scam. Just like the corona. The corona is the new 9/11, folks. Take the damn masks off. They're making you sick. Don't buy any of them with fancy glow colors on them. Have a good night, folks. See you next week.
Listening to Revolution.